So I'm going to cover three different topics today. The first one is going to be just a brief review of some helpful tools in WebDCU for RCCs. I know in the monthly webinars at a study level, a lot of our DMs and PMs will talk about helpful tools for the sites, but I just wanted to focus on some helpful tools for the RCCs. So, this first one hopefully is not new to anyone because we just talked about it a few weeks ago. And this is our new email list. So, in StrokeNet, we now have a table called the Project Site PI and PSC. And this lists out everyone, all PIs and primary study coordinators who are on an approved DOA on an individual study. And all of their names and email addresses gets pulled to this list. So you can go ahead and filter if you want to filter just to send a mass email to the PIs or primary study coordinators or however it might be. You can filter for that and then go to page action. And in that page action, there's this email list that you can select, and that will give you a list of all of the email addresses. So this is the first one, and hopefully this will be more helpful to making those mass emailings a little bit easier. The next one is still in the StrokeNet module, and this is the dashboard and the network performance summary tables. Again, hopefully these are not new, but I figured I'd just cover them again. The dashboard has, is that big table that has a lot of tables within it, and kind of covers what's going on, and you can filter it by date. So you can see everything or just what's happened in the last month, and it goes by all of the different trials. And then the network performance summary tables, it looks like there's a lot, but think of them as three different categories. You have enrollment, demographics, and then CRF and data entry. And so you have enrollment by project. And then project enrollment by RCC and project enrollment by site. So these essentially are the same-ish, depending on how you want to see it. Then you have demographics, which is by project, RCC, site, and then same with the CRF data entry summary. So this is a great way to, if you want to look at something as an overview, if you want to see what's going on and just kind of play with some of the metrics. So that is helpful. But let's say you want to look on a more study basis. On each individual study, we have the site CRF data entry summary table. And this will definitely give you more of the nitty-gritty of what's going on with an individual site. So this has a bunch of information in it. But let's say you're just getting a lot of emails about a particular site and you just kind of want to see what's going on. This will kind of give you a snapshot of what's currently going on. So you're going to see how many CRFs they have posted. You have a bunch of things about how many are submitted and if they're submitted within window. That's essentially what N2 through N7 is how many are currently submitted, how many were submitted at some point in time, how many are actually overdue, how many are overdue but are still within window. So you can see it all different ways. But then over on this side, you can also see how many DCRs they currently have, how many data corrections. So that means they've had to change the data, what their error rate is. And then this is how many confirmed warnings and protocol violations there are. So if one's flagged and they haven't selected that pencil icon and confirmed it, it's not going to show up here. It's only after they confirm it that it's going to show up in these two tables. But each individual study has this, and this is helpful if you're trying to look again at a more individual level at a site. But the next thing I want to show is the subject CRF list. Again, hopefully this is something that's familiar. But again, let's say you're looking at an individual site, you see a lot's going on, and you're trying to figure out what exactly it is that they're having issues with. You can go into the subject CRF list, and this has everything broken down by form. So you can see here Form 101 for 102, Form 101 for Subject 3. It's going to tell you if it was submitted. So you can see that by submitted on or the data collected. And then you can see if there's a rule violation, if there's a DCR, or you can see this one right here. It was actually never entered. And then this days past due date, you can see this is how overdue it is. If you want to see just the issues, so that's what I have it filtered for here. You're again going to go to page action and do this data due or open DCRs. This is also those monthly emails that get sent on the 1st and the 15th. This is where that gets filtered from. So if you see one and you're like, wow, that's a lot, what's going on? You can always filter it here. Any questions before I go on to just some lessons learned from Arcadian Most? Okay. So lessons learned from Arcadian Most. So we just closed out two trials, and we definitely learned a lot from closing it out, and just some things that will be helpful beyond just subject, pushing subject enrollment. So Arcadia obviously was this trial that had a lot of CRFs, and the subjects were in it for a long period of time. So there was a lot of data in Arcadia. And then Most, on the other hand, we are only following the subjects for a much shorter amount of time, and the number of CRFs was much less. So just going into it, there are going to be some differences that made maybe closure for Arcadia a little easier than Most. But we did find two things that we thought were really that made it a lot easier to close out one versus the other. And the first thing was outstanding data. So just the amount of it. So one thing again that just makes it a lot easier is try to avoid as much as possible outstanding data. You can find it in a number of different areas. We sent it out in the 1st and the 15th. You can go to that subject CRF list that we just talked about. There's also the rule violations, data queries, and those alerts. But going beyond that, without outstanding data, if something doesn't make sense, please feel free to ask questions. So one way we can do that is by partnering together. Typically, when as data managers or site monitoring managers, we get to a point where we're just kind of stuck with something. We're trying to figure out what's going on. We'll start copying the RCC. So if you see yourself starting to being copied on some data emails, it probably means that we're not 100% sure what's going on, or we're trying to figure out what's going on, and we're getting really stuck. We've keep going through the motions. So when you start seeing those, feel free to reach out to us going, hey, what's going on? Do you need something in particular? Or you just wanted to keep me aware. If you start seeing just questions about, again, those monthly emails that get sent out, feel free to reach out for questions about that or go to one of those resources that I mentioned earlier. And then finally, if you're looking at a site and you're like, this site, I think could really be helped by some specific questions, or just wanting us to go through something in particular, don't be afraid to suggest to your performance site to reach out to the NDMC, their data manager, site monitoring manager, and request a video call to walk through specific questions with using WebDCU. We are more than happy to do that, and sometimes that is also really helpful when trying to figure out, again, some of these things that are more complex, and we're trying to figure out what's going on and how can we make this data clean. So, any questions there? Actually, I can't see my chats, so that doesn't help.
I don't see any questions for you,
Okay,
Jocelyn.
perfect. All right. So now on to network enrollment and accolades. So first we have the network enrollment graph. And I don't know, again, we can see here we're in a little bit of a dip, but we're just early on in the month of April. You can see where Most closed, you can see where Arcadia closed, you can see where some of the COVID surges were. And then, so now going into some accolades. So, top in StrokeNet enrolling sites. This is just in the last 6 months. So, since October, our number one is Memorial Hermann. They've enrolled 34 subjects in the last 6 months. NYP Columbia's enrolled 19, and then the North Shore's enrolled 18 subjects. So congratulations to you all. And then non-enrollment accolades in the last 6 months, and these we did look at an RCC level. So RCC first met within window. The top one was Wake Forest with almost 88%, on Washington University with almost 85%, and then University of Pittsburgh with 84%. So again, this is that metric is getting your CRF submitted within 5 days of the visit being posted, or within five or within whatever that first submit window is. Usually it's 5 days. Average query response by days. The shortest one is Washington University. Their average response is 7.8. University of Iowa is 8.7 days, and then Wake Forest is 9.9 days. And then finally, data enter error rate. Our top one is Duke with 19%. Then we go to University of Iowa with 39%, and then Mass General with 40%. And that is it.
Well, huge congratulations. It's about recruitment, retention, and data quality. And so all of those accolades should really be really proud of them. And you're all setting a good example for all of us to kind of keep a high bar. So thank you for that. And Jocelyn, I can tell you there's a lot of excitement with being able to do that, the mailing lists really easily for the coordinators across their networks by people. So that was really cool too. Appreciate all the tools you showed us. And for if you have people that aren't going to be on this, just a reminder, these are always posted, these segments on the website, so you can share this with other people who might need these tools, and we'll have it broken down by the segments that you might need. So we're at about 11:40. Any other comments or questions that people would like to add before we take a break? Okay, well, great. So we'll actually give you 20 minutes. So that's good. And we'll all get back here at noon and look forward to hearing our StrokeNet presentations from our trainees. See you soon.